sleep in a heavenly peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This season is about many things. It's about love. It's about our salvation.
Yes, sir.
It's certainly about peace. Sometimes just when you hear the song, sometimes just listening to the song, there's a peaceful feeling about it.
Yeah.
Thinking about the fact that God loved us so much that Jesus came into the world. And think about the manger scene.
Yes, sir.
You know, somehow it was just such a peaceful time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Something special about this time. I'm going to read for you again a portion of scripture from the book of Philippians. I think it was the fourth verse. I'm going to be reading from the NIV, so it's not going to match what you have, perhaps, but listen. It says, rejoice in the Lord always.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say rejoice.
Yeah.
Let your gentle spirit
mm-hmm.
be known to all men.
Well,
the Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read that again. Be anxious for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication,
mm-hmm.
with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Mm-hmm.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension,
mm-hmm.
will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. The precious gift of peace.
Mm-hmm.
The precious gift of peace. You know, over the year, we're going to be talking about the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. Certainly, when we talk about peace, that's a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
A fruit, because it takes a while for it to grow into what it needs to be. Now, we have it, and as long as we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us,
yes, sir.
We can expect that peace is going to grow in us.
Mm-hmm.
All the other gifts and all the other fruit are going to grow in us as well. But when we think about all of the fruit, somehow it seems that of the nine, there are two that seem to stand out a little different than all the others.
Yeah.
There are two fruit that seem to focus on others, the way you treat folks,
come on, Pastor.
Your goodness and your
yeah.
mercy. When you look at them, all those other fruit, when you look at them, let me just look at them for a second here. It says a love and patience, kindness, goodness,
mm-hmm.
faithfulness, gentleness. It's talking about how you treat folks.
Yes, sir.
It's talking about the kinds of things that have to grow. It takes a while for you to get to be all of those things, to have all of those traits. Those traits that are like Jesus Christ. Well, but these two that I'm mentioning now that are somehow joy and peace.
Yes, sir.
They're almost like being selfish. I want joy and I want peace. And it's not about others.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what I want to feel and what I need. And somehow all of the fruit need to grow. And certainly those need to grow as much as any. For us to really have joy, we really need to know who the Lord is.
Right.
Well, we're not going to talk about joy today. We're talking about peace. In order to have peace, you really need to know who the Lord is.
Yeah.
And you need to recognize some things about it. And so the Holy Spirit brings to our mind those things that we need to have in order to become what the Lord would have us to be. But when it comes to peace, somehow it seems we need to really focus on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about peace right off, we can talk about so many as the choir read. We can be talking about world peace. We can be talking about different places where we expect to see peace and hope that peace comes to pass.
Yeah.
But I want to talk with you about the peace that we look at individually.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the peace that we have down inside.
Well,
of the peace that we have in our situations. The peace that we need to find. And somehow as I read this scripture, it says to be anxious for nothing.
Yes,
in other words, don't allow yourself to allow yourself to be outside of the realm of what is peaceful. But allow yourself to have peace. Don't be anxious about things. As a matter of fact, don't allow yourself to even focus on those things.
Wow.
That's what Paul is letting us know here. He's letting us know that the problem is, one of the main problems with fear and one of the main problems with the lack of peace is the fact that you're focusing on something other than the Prince of Peace. If you're going through something, if you have a situation, if you have a problem, he says, go ahead and rejoice anyhow. Rejoice. I say rejoice. Keep on rejoicing. And don't be anxious. Go ahead and rejoice because you've got some things to be thankful for. God's been good to me. I might be going through something, but that doesn't mean that I can't jump up early in the morning and start praising God and thanking. I'm not going to lose a whole lot of sleep because somehow during the night my mind is going to be focused on Jesus. I got a situation that I might be going through. But rather than focusing on that situation that I can't fix, I'm going to put it in the hands of the Lord. I'm going to call, say, go ahead and pray about it and give it over to God. And if you give it over to God, who is able to solve the situation, God who is able to change that problem, God who is able to lift it off of you. Why are you going to keep on focusing on it? You already know you can't solve it. And you're giving it over to somebody who can.
Hallelujah.
Focus on the solver.
Yes, sir.
Don't focus on the problem.
My God.
Focus on the one who's going to be able to bring you through that situation. Somehow it seems as we go through life, we find that so many times, we find that as much as we trust in the Lord, and as much as we know that he's real, that spirit hasn't grown to the point where we turn things totally over.
Yes, sir.
We haven't gotten to the point where we trust him enough to be at peace, even after we prayed to him and given it over to him. We haven't grown spiritually to the point where we know that God is not only able, but he's loving enough to bring us through and to bring us out. We can't have peace if we give it over to the Lord and keep on wrestling with it. We can't have peace if we feel like we've got to solve it, or I've got to find a friend with enough money to loan to handle this situation, or I've got to find somebody who's able to get me through this problem other than the Lord. We need to be able to know that the Lord is going to find that person if there's somebody he wants to put in your life. The Lord is going to make it all come through, but you need to be able to relax in that situation. Find peace even in the situation that's so difficult you don't know how it can possibly be solved. When we talk about peace, we can think about those disciples out on the water. They got to the point where they knew. Now Peter, he had been on the water most of his life. As a matter of fact, most of those disciples had been fishermen and been out on the water. They knew what to do when the storm started to rage.
That's right.
But when it got into a storm,
there
was more than they could handle. When they got into a storm, but they thought this was going to be the end of it. There's no way. We've already thrown stuff overboard. We've already done all the things we know to do when the storm starts going like this. You got the sail down. We got everything. We've got all that. We know how to do. Master. They called on Jesus. Master. The tempest is raging. Then you know what they needed to do? They needed to stop worrying about it.
That's right.
When they gave it over to Jesus, they knew that they had done everything they could do. They had stopped worrying about it and given it over to Jesus. And he said, peace, be still. He wasn't just saying peace to the water to be still, peace to the storm to be still. He was saying peace to those who are so worried. Let your heart be still. Let your heart be at peace. I've got this. It's under my control now. You've been worrying about it. Now you've given it over to me. Peace. Great God Almighty. Peace be still. That situation that you're wrestling with, give it over to Jesus. He's able to bring you through. He's able to bring peace. Even in the most outrageous storm, he's able to give you peace. Even in situations where it seems like there's no way for you to get through it. Many of us right now are having situations where everything seems to be okay when you're in church, you're sitting here and everything's up. But you haven't really got the situation that you know you got to face this week.
My God.
You got that person that you got to have that conversation with this week. You got that problem that you don't know what to do with this week. Somehow you're anxious down on the inside. Be anxious
for nothing.
Amen. Give it over. Give it over. Give it totally over to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is able to bring peace in the midst of the storm if you're out on the lake. Bring peace in the midst of the storm on the job, when you find that somehow you don't know how you
yeah.
make it,
yeah.
how you gonna make it all work, and how
right.
it's all gonna come together.
That's right.
He's able to give you peace.
Yeah.
I dare say that there are few of us here who aren't wrestling with something right now. I suppose that's why God wanted me to bring this message this morning.
Yeah.
I dare say there are a few people here who aren't wrestling with some situation
yes, sir.
Right now.
Yeah.
But they haven't given over to the Lord.
My God.
They're still trying to figure it all out for themselves.
My God.
They're still anxious about it, if you will.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that this should be, every day should be, the beginning of a season of peace.
Yeah.
And the way the season starts is you get the Prince of Peace involved.
Right.
And you start focusing on the situation.
Yeah.
And start focusing on the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Why should you focus on it, Pastor Stengel? Well, I bet you should focus on it because you can look and see that he loved you enough to die on a cross.
Yeah.
That was all the pain that he went through.
Well,
what you're going through now can't possibly compare with what he went through. What he did for you to get you through that.
Yeah.
He brought you through and brought you out of where you were on your way to. You were on your way to hell.
Yeah.
Somehow, no matter what it is you're going through, no matter what the problem is, he's willing to get involved in it. He's willing to make the team. He loves you so much that he died for you. He cared enough for you to go through all the pain and suffering. This little thing going through right now, why don't you give it over to him? Why don't you put that in his hands? He's willing to do all so very, very much to bring you the peace that only he can.
Yeah.
That problem that you've got, that problem you can't solve,
well,
that situation you don't know how you're going to get out of, give it over to him.
Give it to him.
And he will give you peace beyond understanding.
Thank you.
You won't be able to figure out how you feel so good about the situation even while the storm is raging.
That's right.
Storm still raging.
Yeah.
Situation still out there.
Yeah.
I still got some things I gotta do, but
yes,
somehow I'm at peace with it.
Because
I know the Lord's got it.
Right.
I know the same Lord who loved me enough to die for me
is
here to stand by me during this situation.
All right.
Be at peace.
Thank you, God.
Be at peace.
Yeah.
Somehow it seems that of all the fruit, that this is one of the ones that's the most difficult to get to grow. I find that I'm pretty good at being nice to folks.
Mm-hmm.
That the fruit has gotten me to that point. I can be good. I can be a nice person. And I can do things that I've learned to grow. And the Holy Spirit has made me grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it seems that when you get to that part about not being anxious,
well,
about not worrying about it,
about
really trusting that the Lord is going to take care of you.
Yeah.
That takes your spirit a lot more growth.
My God.
And somehow it seems that in order to get there, you have to actually go through a couple of situations where he brings you out.
Yeah, yeah.
For you to know that now the next time I won't worry like I did the last time.
Right.
I've gone through something that I didn't know I could make it through, and I gave it over to Jesus, and he brought me out.
Yes,
I didn't know if I could get through this thing, but somehow I gave it over to the Lord. I focused on the Lord, and I said, I know you can, Lord.
I know
and
you.
And after he has, and the next time it seems it's easier. I guess somehow that grows more in you. That peace can grow in you. The spirit of peace can grow in you. Become more and more trusting in the Lord.
Yes,
the more you trust him,
yes,
the more
sir.
Peace you can be in whatever situation you're in. The more you know that he's going to take care of it, the more at peace you can be in.
Yeah.
No matter how big the problem might be.
Yes,
if you trust in him and focus on him, don't worry about the situation. He's
got it.
Paul and Silas, I think somebody would have thought they should have been awfully sad and crying and wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. But they focused on the Lord.
Yes,
they tell me that they were down in the They were down there. I don't know how they could even tell if they could even see each other. It's dark down in there.
Yes,
but somehow they didn't focus on how dark it was. They didn't focus on the fact that they'd already been beaten and might get beaten some more.
Yes,
they didn't focus on that. They focused on the Lord. They kept it. They prayed and they sang and the walls of the prison fell down.
Thank you.
My Lord.
Thank you.
Peter should have been anxious.
Yeah.
When after James was killed, they were planning to kill him. But they were going to wait till morning to make a big spectacular thing about it. So they locked him into the prison. What a kind of, he's got a problem now. In the morning, they're going to kill him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They got folks to guard in there. They got the gates that he can't possibly get through. A few little regular gates with guards that I'm going to great iron gate, the rats won't to get out. There's no way to get out of here.
Yeah.
He could have looked at this problem and thought, now they're going to kill me in the morning. They're excited about it. And I'm in this place where there's no way for me to get out. But somebody tells me that somehow the church prayed without ceasing. And somehow, I guess he must have known there were some prayers going up. Because somehow, in the night, with all that going on, he slept. He wasn't up all night worrying about it. He was at peace because he knew who the Lord was. And they tell me that somehow the angel of the Lord had to come and wake him up to put on his shoes, let us get out of here.
Went
all through those gates. He gave it over to the Lord. You can have peace when you know what the Lord can do. There's some folks right here, right now, who can have peace when they're going through situations because of what the Lord has already done for them. I think I might be talking about you, Deacon Cruz. I think that you trust in the Lord. He can be at peace with the situation he goes in. He doesn't know what the doctor's going to say. But it doesn't matter. He's at peace with it because he knows that the Lord has got it. I believe, Brother Joe, that perhaps you can be at peace in your situation because somehow he's already done so much for you so many times. I can be at peace in my situation. So you don't know all that I've been through, but I know who brought me. I know how he brought me out. So what you've been through, it seems that it makes you grow spiritually stronger. Somehow you need to look back at what he's already done for you. That situation that you're in right now, don't focus on that situation. No, focus on the Lord. Focus on what he's already done for you. Focus on what he's already brought you through. Focus on how he's always been there for you. Focus on the fact that he loves you so very, very much. Focus on the Prince of Peace. And you have peace.
Thank you, God.
That special, special gift. That special fruit. That ultimate fruit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about peace.
Yeah.
Individual peace. Not national, not international.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking world peace. I'm talking about peace down inside of you.
That's right.
I'm talking about your peace.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your peace, Brother Charlie. Your peace. The peace that you have. That special peace that you can have when you stop focusing on the situation and focus on the God of the universe. Focus on the Prince of Peace. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, here even in this place right now, in this season of peace, there are those who are going through some folks who are anxious about a situation. And they come, Father, wanting to rejoice, but somehow their minds are focused on something that keeps them from being able to look back on what you brought them through. Remind them, Father, they need to look back. Look back just to see who brought them out. They need to focus on Jesus. Father, we just ask right now in the precious name of Jesus that anybody who is anxious about anything right now during this prayer speaks out to you and asks you to take care of their situation. And they stop focusing on that situation. Stop focusing on that problem. And start focusing on you. Father, we thank you for all you've already done.
Thank you, God.
You've given us reasons for praise. Rejoice. Again, we need to rejoice. Because of what you've already done. We need to praise you because of what you've already brought us through. We need to recognize that wherever we are, you know where we are. You're able to bring us through. And you bring us out.
Yes, God.
With all that love and all that power that you have, why should we be anxious about anything? No, Father, we can be at peace knowing that we've got the God of the universe on our side.
Yes,
that we've got the Prince of Peace ready to move in our lives. Thank you for your love.
Thank you.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
The precious name, the powerful, the peace, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us stand.